Pozdravljeni na Radio Študent u prenosu dogodkov iz festivala Jazz Cerkno. Z vami bova ta hip Mario B. in Joseph Tavadros. Hello, Joseph.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, I'm quite well. We're here for 2 days now and we are waiting for the final day of the Jazz Festival.
Great.
And you are here having a concert with Jean-Louis Matinier.
Yep.
So I'm wondering, you're from Egyptian origins,
yes.
But actually you live in Australia.
That's right.
Yeah, but you play
the oud. Yeah, so it's a bit confusing, I think. But
yeah. But how was it your upbringing in Australia?
Well, it's really great. Australia is a very multicultural place, and there's so many cultures and. We just fit in as an Egyptian family in Australia, and of course I play an instrument which is of Egyptian origin, but as you can see, it hasn't stopped me from playing internationally and
yeah.
playing with some great musicians. So yeah, my Australian upbringing was great and probably gave me some more opportunities as well, rather than growing up in Egypt. So yeah, I'm very thankful for that.
Uh-huh. So you went to some music school in Australia?
I actually studied classical music at the University of New South Wales. Western classical music. I loved music and I always just played the oud. So I applied for this course and so I have a background in Western classical music.
Mm-hmm. So it's also a bit confusing. I just said Western or Eastern because
yeah.
The music you play is actually comes from classical music.
Whoa.
But it's not Western. So how do you cope with this?
Well, it's the origins of the music I play, and of course the instrument that I play is Middle Eastern instrument. But all the music is original, and I have a lot of influences. I really love all sorts of musics, and you know, if being jazz or classical, and all sorts of types of music, and so I use them in my music. But I don't see the oud as a Middle Eastern instrument. I see it
mm-hmm.
as an instrument for everyone, and I think that's. That's my vision for the instrument, is to see it as a normal instrument which holds its own amongst violins and guitars, and to
yeah.
be as popular even though it's not here. So I think it's been really great. I've been able to collaborate with some great musicians. It's been a really fun journey, and tonight is another one with the fantastic accordion player Jean-Louis Martinier. So yeah, I've been very lucky, and the oud has opened many doors musically, and I've been enjoying it.
Yeah, but you also studied some other traditional Arabic mm-hmm. instruments. Actually,
yes.
you came back to Egypt to study
yes.
violin and so on.
Yeah.
So what was the purpose of it?
Well, it's because I love music, and it wasn't for me to learn to play professionally.
Mm-hmm.
It's just for more of a, you know, to know about the instruments and to be able to play them, you know, for fun. And I do. I play other instruments for fun, but never on stage. On stage is just the oud.
So let's go back to Australia.
Yeah.
So have you any influences or any touches with traditional aboriginal music there?
No, but I've played with a didgeridoo player there.
Yeah.
So I've played with many of traditional aboriginal instruments. But as to play any traditional aboriginal music, I think that's more sacred and more for ceremonies and things like that. But yeah, there's some great aboriginal musicians.
Are they open to...
Of course. There's been a lot of collaboration. And cross-cultural. There's been a lot of cross-cultural collaboration over the years with these artists. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, it's been great.
Have you found some similarities between old Arabic music and those original?
No,
maybe ideas or.
Yeah, well, I think everything is for me inspiring, and any new music and anything I listen to will inspire me. And so I have albums which are more jazzy, and I have albums which are more classical. It just depends on my mood and the emotion. But really, as I said, it's I'm trying to break down ethnicity and culture,
yeah.
and basically have one. Goal of music and one love of music, so that's the idea.
Mm-hmm. The style that you play at your oud
yes.
is Taksim. How would you definite this?
I play Taksim is basically improvisation.
So do you have some melody?
No, there are melodies. No, Taksim is only you know, it's just a name for improvisation. But all the pieces are structured and have melody
mm-hmm.
and things like that. Otherwise,
also times and
well, yeah, time yeah. signatures and odd time signatures
mm-hmm.
as well. And you know, so there's different aspects to the music, of course, because you're playing with another musician. It's not free jazz or free
mm-hmm.
Arabic music. It's more of a You know, it's more compositions and compositions for duets mm-hmm. and compositions in general. So that's the idea, is to compose suitably for the musician you're playing with, yeah, you know, to yeah. compose to their strengths and to see how strong they play in that and play upon that, rather than just compose music and say, hey, come and play. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You actually think about who's playing with you and what they can bring and yeah, what they can do.
Yeah. You have quite bigger bands on your albums than yes. tonight. Actually, mm-hmm. you're playing in yeah. duo with Jean-Louis Matinier on accordion. Yeah. He has some quite some background also with Arabic music, playing with another great oud player. This is Tunisian player Anwar yes. Brahim. So I'm wondering, where did you?
Well, actually, I saw him in concert, and uh-huh. I met him with Anwar, yeah. In All London. Right. So, but Anwar and I are very different in playing, yeah. and so I always thought that I could do something different with Jean-Louis, mm-hmm. and you know, there's no point in getting Jean-Louis and then playing music like Anwar. Of course, it wouldn't make sense. So I think you'll see tonight that it's very much different. It's I guess we really have the same energy in playing. Mm-hmm. We really like to challenge ourselves, and really there's a fun energy to it. You know, at any time we can really stuff up because it's so mm-hmm. Delicate and so mm-hmm. In some parts very quick to mm-hmm. unison. So it's we have that sort of fun, and yeah, and I hope the audience can find something for themselves within it. Mm-hmm. You know, each piece is to do with a certain time in my life and a certain emotion, and I think it's really great when the audience pick up on that and feel the same emotions that you had. I think it says something about how you feel other people's emotions and not just yours.
Yeah. Are you on some bigger tour now with Jean-Louis? Or
we're touring Europe at the moment with Jean-Louis. This is actually because our second last show.
Yeah, sorry. Actually, you don't have an album together. So
we don't have an album.
I guess this is something that is.
Yeah, this is something that will grow, and yeah, you know, happened. This is our first tour together, and hopefully, it will grow further and see where it takes us. But we're having a really great time at the moment as a duo, and next year in May and November, we're touring as a trio with my brother uh-huh. James Tuadros, who's a fantastic percussionist. So yeah, it'll be a trio next uh-huh. year.
So I guess the album would be like a trio, or
it'll be a trio. Yeah, yeah. It won't be an album. It would be a touring. Actually, we have an album.
Live album.
We have an album coming out next year, which is we just recorded in New York. My brother and I, mm-hmm. James, with a fantastic banjo player called Bella Fleck,
yeah, I know.
And Richard Bonner on uh-huh. bass, and yeah, actually a few great players: Joey DeFrancesco on Hammond yeah. organ, and Roy Ayres. On vibraphone, and actually one more musician, Howard Johnson, who's a fantastic tuba player. So it's quite a big ensemble, but uh-huh. the idea was to have the oud with so many different instruments that are unexpected.
Yeah, so it's going to be a jazz album actually.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of a funky blues uh-huh. album actually, so we'll see what happens. So there's another idea. I had the jazz album and the okay. classical album. Now it's great. The more bluesy.
Great. So yeah. Hopefully we will also hear you with some bigger bands here, but tonight here you and Jean-Louis Matinier,
yeah,
accordion and oud, and
I'm really looking forward to it, so thank you very much.
Great and inspired music.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.